Usually, by the time polls close on election night in Western Australia, it's already clear who's won. But in a sign of just how important the state might be, the Prime Minister is starting the final day on the campaign trail in Perth, trying to shore up votes in crucial seats. Reporter Isabel Massali has been speaking with voters in the marginal Liberal-held seat of Swan.
In the aptly named electorate, swans swim by as locals enjoy the view of Perth City. This off-duty police officer is one of them. But before Mark starts his run, I ask if he's decided who to vote for.
No, to be honest. I'll wait till the day and see how many pamphlets get thrown in my face. It'd be either Labour or Liberal, but definitely not Palmer or One Nation. Dunno. It's going to begin with L.
He says he's most influenced by how leaders present themselves, and not issues like cost of living that's dominated much of the campaign.
Cost of living, has that ever changed? Like, I'm 42 years of age, and quite frankly, it's never changed, and everything's going up. So
you don't think politicians could fix that?
No, not at all. And that's a worldwide problem. It's not a country problem.
Just a few weeks ago, Labor made the unusual decision to launch its campaign in Perth. It's targeting the Liberal-held Perth seats of Swan, Pearce and Hasluck, while a Teal independent wants the Liberal seat of Curtin. The Liberals, meanwhile, are also eyeing off Labor's seat of Cowan. So it's undecided voters that Prime Minister Scott Morrison needs to win over during a last-minute trip to the West.
He's just ticking the box, to be fair.
At the South Perth foreshore, I also come across Simone. She says the budget stands out as a key election issue. Why? Well,
sorry to laugh at this, but there's an ad on TV, and it goes, "There's a hole in your bucket, dear Labor, there's a hole in your bucket."
But the ad hasn't worked on her. Simone's already voted for One Nation, but she's marked Labor second, admitting she'd be more than happy with a Labor government.
It's like with Albanese and Scott Morrison, it's just like they're always putting bad stuff up about them. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you think when you see that ad,
yeah,
you're not impressed?
No, not at all. Not at all.
Because
it's pulling the mickey.
On the other side of the electorate, planes and trucks pass one of Perth's industrial areas. It's rush hour at this lunch spot, and there's a stream of high-vis wearing workers.
I'll just vote how I vote every election. Labor.
This woman hasn't made up her mind yet, but knows she won't be voting for the Liberals.
Purely just over the COVID years, I feel like we've had the right support that we've needed in WA. I know a lot of it's hard to say what to do because we've never been in this kind of situation before, but yeah, I just feel like they haven't given us all the effort that they need to.
It may be that for some voters, the pandemic, which shaped so many lives over the past 2 years, could also touch tomorrow's election result.
Isabel Massali reporting.